What's happening locally? The news.
And right, let's take our first look, our Monday morning look this week of some of the local stories here in the Republic of Panama. The former president of the Republic, Juan Carlos Varela, Laurentino Cortizo, as well as the former vice president, Jose Gabriel Carrizo, will be sworn in as deputies of the Central American Parliament, Parlacen, on Tuesday, this Tuesday, the 20th of August. The other deputies and alternates of that forum who were elected in the elections of May the 5th will also be sworn in on that day. The ceremony will take place at the Parlacen headquarters in the Dominican Republic. That is why some of the representatives of Panama in that institution will travel to the Caribbean country on Monday, today. However, others will attend the ceremony virtually, that's by Zoom, and will do so. They must appear at the Parlacen headquarters in Panama, located in Albrook. The event will take place at 2 p.m. Varela is one of those called to trial in the Odebrecht case and is prohibited from leaving the country due to this process. Varela will represent the Panamanista Party in the Central American organization. Cortizo and Carrizo, by law, have the right to a position in Parlacen due to their status as former president and former vice president of the Republic, respectively. It's unknown whether Cortizo and Carrizo will travel to the Dominican Republic or be sworn in from the Parlacen headquarters in Panama. Another of those who will be sworn in on Tuesday is Luis Enrique Martinelli Linares, substitute for Deputy Giselle Borillo. His brother, Ricardo Alberto Martinelli Linares, who is second in command to Carlos Oton, was sworn in as substitute deputy of the National Assembly, Tomas Benavides, on July the 25th. They're all part of the ranks of the Realizing Goals, the RM Party, a political group founded by former President Ricardo Martinelli. The Martinelli-Linares brothers were sworn in August of 2023. This was as alternate deputies to Parlacen for the 2019-24 period to avoid the Blue Apple case. The sons of former President Martinelli are also being investigated for the Odebrecht case. In conversation with La Prensa, Congressman Carlos Oton said that Varela, Cortizo and Carrizo attended the induction meetings for the swearing-in sessions that were held via Zoom. They are ready for the 20th of August, Oton added to this media, La Prensa. The Institute for the Training and Utilization of Human Resources, IFARU, will begin today, the 19th of August, the payment process for various programs to more than 43,000 primary, middle and high school students from private and public schools who have not received their scholarship and financial assistance benefits since 2023. In a statement, IFARU reported that $20 million will be disbursed in checks that were issued by the previous administration and are about to expire this August, but that have not been delivered to the beneficiaries. For this payment, IFARU separated each of the schools according to regional agency or direction to which the educational centre belongs. Payments for master's degrees, periods 1 and periods 2 of 2024, and those pending payments for 2023 will also be made by check delivery and are scheduled for Monday, September the 2nd to Friday, September the 13th. Meanwhile, the payment of the Universal Educational Social Assistance Program, financial assistance and scholarships processed in 2024 are still waiting to be scheduled. Drug prosecutor Joseph Diaz concluded on Saturday night, the 17th of August, with the filing of charges against the 29 arrested in Operation Jericho, accusing them of the alleged commission of crimes related to money laundering and drug trafficking. On Sunday, the 18th of August, the judge of guarantees, Mike Zuniga Rodriguez, after hearing the arguments of the defense attorneys, is expected to decide whether or not to accept the prosecution's request for charges, as well as the corresponding precautionary measures, according to the decree of involvement of each defendant. During a hearing on Saturday, which began at 8 a.m., Prosecutor Diaz explained the details of the defendant's participation in a complex criminal network that introduced drugs through the Darien coast and transported them by land to the border with Costa Rica. Diaz explained that the criminal organization was divided into several groups, one that received the boats loaded with drugs, unloaded the merchandise and hid it in farms located in Darien and Chepo. Another group was in charge of transporting the drugs in vehicles with double bottoms to Chiriqui and then take them across to Costa Rica through the Breñón area. This is in the district of Renacimiento in Chiriqui. Finally, another group was dedicated to money laundering through businesses that pretended to be legal, as well as the purchase of vehicles and real estate. Among those arrested on Thursday, the 15th of August, were several public servants, two agents of the National Border Service, a member of the National Police, an official of the Ministry of Health, and both a current and former official of the Ministry of Government. In this regard, the Ministry of Public Security stated that due to the arrest of some members of the security forces in operations against organized crime, the entity reiterates its commitment to the fight against corruption and crime, including the purification of its own ranks. It also expressed its firm support for the investigations carried out by the Public Prosecutor's Office to get criminals off the streets. And the National Police are offering between $5,000 and $25,000 to people who provide accurate information to the location of any of the 11 fugitives who are being investigated for the alleged commission of money laundering and drug trafficking crimes in the midst of Operation Jericho. For Abraham Rico Pineda, son of Congressman Raul Pineda, member of the leadership of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, the police are offering the maximum. This is the $25,000. While for Omar Alexander Ortega Robles and Jorge Nestor Sanchez Rodriguez, the authorities promised to deliver $20,000. And for Anuri Franca Villarreal, they're willing to pay $10,000. $5,000 will be paid to anybody who provides information about Juan Manuel Aguilar Reina, Gregorio Hermin Miller, alias Gregory, Eduardo Lionel Martinez Collins, alias Amoeba, Ruben Ariel Perez San Clemente, Luis Diego Pitti, Carlos Rodrigo Bascom San Miego, and Juan Abdi El Charigo, alias Coya. Authorities suspect that Abraham Rico Pineda was the person in charge of handling the money, and according to investigations, the network invested large sums of money to create companies. So far, the National Police has seized $2.6 million in assets and $300 million in cash. Those under investigation are accused of allegedly committing the crimes of money laundering and conspiracy to commit drug-related crimes. The CAF, Development Bank of Latin America and the Caribbean, signed a non-reimbursable technical cooperation agreement. This was with the Chamber of Commerce, Industries and Agriculture of Panama, the CCIAP, through which it contributes to the country's food security with the creation of sustainable farms, benefiting 150 families located in the town of Tuabaré in the district of Penanome in the province of Coclé. The agreement was signed by the CAF representative in Panama, Lucia Meza, and by the president of the CCIAP, Juan Alberto Arias, accompanied by their respective work teams, who exchanged expressions of gratitude for the mutual trust and for the process of necessary negotiations to achieve the agreement. Meza explained that this is a cooperation of $150,000 that will be dispersed to support the project called Technical Transfers of Crops for the Creation of Sustainable Farms for Family Consumption and to provide small businesses incentives. The price labels on goods and services often do not match when paying in commercial establishments. There are also some misleading offers and other irregularities that affect consumers. This was detected by officials from the Consumer Protection and Competition Authority, Ecodeco, when they inspected several establishments this week, in connection with the shopping season, of course, for the 13th month payment of workers from both the public and private sectors. The administrator of Ecodeco, Ramon Abadi Valid, said that most of the irregularities detected in inspections in both shopping centres in the capital and in the interior of the country refer to the fact that the prices of the offers do not match at the time of payment, and at the checkout, any anomalies have also been recorded with the dates of validity of the promotions. He said that there are more than 100 people inspecting the commercial premises. When these faults are discovered, the seller is first consulted so that he can rectify and correct the error, but when it is perceived that it is recurrent, sanctions are applied, said Ramon Abadi Valid, urging consumers to report the irregularities. The Ecodeco administrator stressed that the functions of the verifier are to educate, prevent and sanction. We sanctioned. I think we have more than 1,150 sanctions, but we are going to try to correct things, which are minimal, and guide them as much as possible, added Abadi Balid. When purchasing, Ecodeco recommends that consumers take the following steps. Be wary of items with little warranty. Ask before purchasing about service facilities. Request the warranty certificate. Ask about workshops and availability of repairs and parts. Request, save and take a copy or photo of the proof of purchase, as it will be useful for possible claims. And most importantly, compare prices in different commercial establishments. And they also pointed out that users can report any irregularities through the Institutional Information and Complaints System, which operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, via WhatsApp and Telegram at 63303333, or through the social media accounts Ecodeco PMA on Facebook and X, and the website of this institution. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning, our Monday morning look, some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.